Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. This is Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and as always, thank you so much for being a part of today's show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your emails. If you sent me emails, I'll try to get through all of them. I love to respond to all of my emails personally. Sometimes it may take me a little bit, but if you send me an email at info@RebeccaNorrington.com with a question, you know I will get to it. And in fact, we're going to start a new way to respond. Sometimes I can't get to all of the callers. And, you know, if you ever send me an email, I will definitely answer your email either live or via email. Did I just go around in a circle? Jeez Louise. Anyway, for my new listeners, what is this? What is Reality Spirituality? What is this show about? This show is about me sharing with you how to experience more happiness in your life. And as I've evolved, even the show has evolved. And instead of this using this word happiness, because what does happiness mean? What's your definition? I'm not smiling all the time. I get that question all the time. Hey, Rebecca, how can I be happy when X, Y, or Z happens? How can I be happy when life throws me a curveball? How can I be happy when I'm in pain or my health is bad or my finances are bad or the job is bad or my relationships are all messed up top? How can I be happy? And this is the answer. It's really not the typical happy. I define happy as this, is being at peace with whatever happens and with whatever doesn't happen. I love to give out this analogy of you're standing in the middle of the ocean in a boat. You're in a lone rowboat all by yourself in the middle of the Atlantic. Atlantic is scarier than Pacific to me. So the Atlantic Ocean, and with life and with the ocean, sometimes the seas are turbulent and sometimes the sea is calm, just like with life. So you're standing in the middle of this on this boat all by yourself, and the waves are crashing, and you're in the middle of a tornado, or you're in the middle of a huge, huge, challenging time in your life, or times, or even years. The definition of happiness to me is being at peace with all of it, standing in that rowboat all by yourself. And it is a individual journey, standing in that rowboat and being at peace with the waves, being at peace with the typhoon, being at peace with the tornado, being at peace with the tsunami, all of that. Because everything that is happening and everything that will happen is a stage to me. It is, in other words, whatever is happening, there will be an eventual end to it. If you're going through a tough time, you will see the light of the tunnel. But what if, thank you for challenging me. What if this tough time never ends? What if the situation is something that is ongoing? say, for instance, you get a diagnosis of, it's ongoing and it's challenging. What then, Rebecca? What then? Well, it is our job. My job is the only thing that I am required to do in every moment. And believe me, people, listen, as I get a little bit older, every moment is a little bit more challenging. Get it? Every moment, it is my job to find a perspective, find a way to look at the same situation. In other words, the situation doesn't have to change, but it's my job to find peace in every moment. Is it easy? No. Is it challenging? Yes. Is it a practice? Yes. This life is about practicing what we forgot or what we unlearned or what we didn't learn. We were not born judging. So I want to share a story, and let me invite you all to call in with your questions. The number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. You can get me live with your questions, area code 646-564-9619. And so I don't even know if you're a new listener. So this show is about how to experience more of that peace, more of that contentment. And a week ago, I lose track of time, because one of my practices is not to think about or not to remember or who cares yesterday, huh? Why am I bringing up what happened yesterday? I don't care if it felt great or didn't feel great. Why am I thinking about yesterday? You know what really annoys me? This is one of the things that, listen, I have to, and whatever annoys me, whatever pushes my buttons, it's my job to get rid of the buttons. It's not anybody else's job to be different. It's my job to get rid of whatever buttons are being pushed. And consequently, every Monday I have a 9-to-5, if you will, and not if you will, I do have a 9-to-5. And every Monday, there is somebody that asks me, "Al, how was your weekend?" And for me, that is such an annoying question, because who cares how my weekend was? My weekend was yesterday. My weekend was 2 days ago. And it hits me on two fronts. One, it's a standard question that, in my opinion, requires no thought. How was your weekend? It's robotically reciting what you say on a Monday when you see people. Hey, how was your weekend? Well, it was good. How was your weekend? Oh, my weekend was great. It makes me crazy when I notice that people are just being robots, as opposed to really, are they, do they really care? Anyway, that's my thing. So what do I have to do? How do I get to a point where that question doesn't bother me? Well, all it is practicing accepting that there are some people, a lot of people, that are just habitual, and they say, and their intentions are good. Their intentions are to be friendly. Am I getting off on a tangent? Yes, I am, but it doesn't matter. To be friendly, to be conversational, okay, yes. So it's really my job to be accepting of all people and all of their questions, whether I wouldn't ask it or not. Now, tomorrow, getting into the future, I will probably get questions about how was my Thanksgiving. But I'm ready. I'm ready for all of those questions, and my answer will always be great. It was great. Anyway, I digress, of course. The topic of today is, this is what I was saying. About a week ago, I spent a day with, from 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock, that's a whole day, with my soulmate. and we don't get a chance to see each other a lot. And so when we do, it's a huge celebration, and it's like Christmas on whatever day that we get to hang out. And the interesting thing is the universe put this person in my life because we are so different. We don't even have anything in common other than sharing our experiences and growing together spiritually or growing together universally or whatever you want to call it. His challenges are totally different than mine. But on this day, we do what we always do. We greet each other, hi, then we have universal conversation. We talk about our lessons that we learned. We talk about the truth about the lessons that we learned. It's a lot of sharing. And then we usually have lunch. We either get a burger or we walk to have sushi. And for this particular day, we decided to walk. It was a restaurant, maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes walk away from my house, and it was just a great walk. As you can imagine, it was a beautiful day. We're talking, we're chatting, it's a day of sharing truth, and a day of accepting each other. And after it was over, the day was over, we had a great lunch. We must have spent almost 3 hours at lunch just talking and drinking and sharing. And afterwards, I said, after he left, I said, you know what, universe? I would like to have more of those days. Why can't I have more of those great, why can't I have more of those days that are like Christmas? You know, you're excited. The whole day just flows just so perfectly. The conversation is enlightening. In fact, we laughed. Don't tell anyone, but sometimes when I laugh really, really, really hard, and if I haven't gone to the bathroom, I pee on myself. So I laughed so hard that day that, yes, I had to change pants a couple times. I digress again. What I want to say is I asked. I said, I'd like to have more days. It doesn't matter who I'm with. It doesn't matter, but I would like to have more days like that. They're just so magical and so much fun and just so light. How can I have more days like that? Why am I having... And then I got my answer, because every time you ask the question, you're always given an answer. And the reason why... The universe gave me the reason why that all good days, what would happen if we had all good days as opposed to having a bad day and a good day. And, of course, we go back to labels and why all labels subtract from happiness. Because if you have a good day, then you're going to have a bad day. So all labels subtract from happiness. And it's a practice to experience each moment without a label, without the label of good and bad. So I asked the universe why, you know, how can I have more good days? In other words, more magical days. And the answer came to me while I was driving a couple of days ago on the freeway, and I remember thinking, oh my gosh. And the universe said, it's really about the contrast, Rebecca. And let me just give you the number to call in. If you want to call in and speak to me or ask me a question, the number is area code 646-564-9619 and press 1, area code 646-564-9619, press 1. And the universe answered me is that you have to have the contrast. Without contrast, how would I know or feel that, wow, this is a magical day? Because I've had days that, quite frankly, don't feel so magical. How about you? And it really is about the contrast, and it really is about experiencing both. But the key is what got lost, what happened with this, you know, humans, man, with my growth, is that I learned how to judge, put a judgment on the contrast, put a judgment when my car isn't working, put a judgment on if I'm having issues at the office, put a judgment on if I'm having health challenges or joint challenges even. The contrast is going to happen. The flow, life flows, it's never constant. There's always change. Everything is always changing. And so what happened is I learned how to judge the contrast. I judged that, oh, this isn't a good day, or this isn't a bad, or this is a bad day, or I lost my wallet here, or I was late for an appointment here, or I missed this opportunity there. You fill in the blank, bad days. You know what I'm talking about. And it's necessary, not only necessary, it's part of life. All of the contrast that we experience is part of this thing we call life. But the problem comes not with the contrast, not with the, quote, bad day. I'm using air quotes because there's no such thing as a bad day. There's only judgments. And so it's really about how to experience this life without having judgments. Close your eyes for a second. Close your eyes for a minute. And let's take a couple of deep breaths. Just close your eyes and let me bring it all the way back, calm it all the way down. I know I get a little passionate when I'm talking about these things because it's my topic. It's my topic of remaining peaceful, remaining contented, remaining happy, remaining centered, remaining calm throughout the storm. How to? So take a deep breath, few deep breaths, and the bottom line is this. All of it is an experience. And it is up to us, each person, look in the mirror, each person in that mirror, it's up to you to practice, because everything is a practice. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen in the time that you want it to happen. Trust me. But it is a practice of, okay, this is an experience. Thank you, universe. Thank you for this experience. I know whatever this experience is going to take me to another place of awareness, another place of knowing, another place of wisdom, another place of seeing the same thing. How about this? Seeing the same situation with different eyes. Experiencing the same situation without judgments. And when I say it's a practice, I literally mean that, you know, listen, if you're playing Carnegie Hall, if you're the first string violinist at Carnegie Hall, you know that violinist didn't get there without years and years and years of practice. And that is what this life is. Just practice. Practice experiencing the truth. Practice knowing what's real and what's an illusion. Practice the things that we were not taught as children. I love to go back to that baby, you know, 2-year-old, 3-year-old, and there are no judgments. A 1-year-old, a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old doesn't have any judgments about, okay, this life sucks, and I'm not doing enough, and something needs to be different. No, the child the one-year-old, the two-year-old, the three-year-old before the parents get a hold of them, before the parents throw all their crap on the child and society piles on, is content with every single day. Doesn't wake up. The two-year-old doesn't wake up wanting the day to be different. And that is what I have to return to, and you can return to, is practicing accepting all of the experiencing, not all the experiences, and not only accepting, but knowing, and this is the key, because when I asked for more good days and the universe said, well, you need the contrast, and I'm throwing out all these challenges, I'm like, well, what about the peace and terrorism, universe? What about that? Well, the universe correctly said, this is going to sound way out there, so bear with me. And again, this is my perspective. If this is going to sound really out there, but one of the most, to me, in my lifetime, people cutting off other people's heads, I remember it almost just broke me down. The fact that a person could do that to someone else. It was so horrific. I think I went into a shock and a disbelief all at once. So I asked the universe about that. And, you know, the universe isn't going to sit here and try to sugarcoat any of this just for me to, you know, feel better. And the universe said, if every day everybody if every day people were cutting off other people's heads, it wouldn't be so horrific. It would be part of the day. And so the contrast of peace and wanting peace and wanting peace for the people and wanting peace for the world is necessary for the other side, both. The I don't want to use that word, the contrast of that action and then peace is necessary. It was hard for me to grasp and hard for me to accept, but I'm a small entity looking at a small point in time. And if I look back in history, there's always something in history that is, oh my gosh, how can a society accept that? I mean, let's go back to how they used to crucify people and hang people and burn people at the stake. And now it's just another way to kill someone. But the interesting thing is this human race is still evolving. And will continue to evolve. And in my opinion, will evolve into, finally, not in my lifetime, in this one, but evolve into a place where we came from, which is to evolve into knowing what's true and what's real, and to know that all of this creation is just a continual evolution. Evolution, evolution, evolution. And if I look at it like that, as opposed to pinpointing one particular time, then I'm more accepting, in other words, in knowing. It's like, okay, I use the term rose bush, but I don't want to. Rose bush. Let's just plant a rose bush, and you plant the rose bush, and there is, when you plant it, there is an evolution of that rose bush. It just doesn't come out blooming. And so that's what this human race is, an evolution. And not to say that I can't donate to causes or spend my time causes that I feel will assist with this evolution even quicker, if that makes sense. But it is my responsibility to accept it all, including the things that I am very uncomfortable with accepting. Accepting it all, knowing that there is a even bigger plan, a more divine, a divine plan. And this is part of the divine plan. This is part of it. That's a challenge. Contrast is necessary. My job is to accept all of it and know that there is a purpose for all of it. What is it? Silver lining in every cloud? It's a little bit too flip, but it's the same concept. Something good is going to come out of all of this evolution of mankind. What? I don't know. Can't comprehend it. My job as an individual, my job and my purpose is to be that light, be that vibration of acceptance and knowing, and be that vibration. You know, you turn on the light in a dark room, then the darkness disappears. My job is to be that light for as many moments as possible. So I'm challenging you. See, it's really not about looking out into the world and finding fault and finding something wrong. It's really about looking in the mirror and getting to a place of how can I raise my vibration? What energy am I putting out in the world? Am I putting out energy of acceptance and unconditional love? Or am I putting out judgments and labels and focusing on other people and what's wrong with them? It's really about that person in the mirror. Now, I have a few people in the queue, and if you'd like to speak with me, ask a question. It's area code 646-564-9619, area code 646-564-9619. The second part, so hopefully you understand when I'm talking about contrast. It's really what when I talk about these concepts on my show, and they're more than concepts, it's really the truth. On the show, it's nothing that's easy. Trust me. I'm a happiness specialist, but I'm not running around here just without my own challenges. And it really is about the challenges and how I view and how I perceive and how I either do or don't judge each challenge. Without the judgment, all it is the experience. That's number one. Number two, I want to talk about intuition and how important it is. For me, I am using intuition as my here and forever, until I breathe my last breath, way of action. In other words, if I'm not inspired to write 5 pages today, guess what? I'm not going to write 5 pages today. It's my own thing. But let me talk about a little bit more about using your intuition. We are all born with this intuition. And the intuition, the feeling is, does this feel good, or does this feel forced? Does this feel like it flows, or does this feel like work? Does this feel like a fit? Does it feel comfortable? Or does it feel, or does the shoe feel a little tight? You know, isn't it great finding a shoe that feels like second skin? So for me, this life is really about being in those comfortable shoes all the time. Putting my foot in a shoe that feels like heaven is heaven. And when I'm aligned with my intuition and I'm aligned with my inspiration, every moment feels like that. And I can feel, you can too, don't think I'm here alone, you can feel when something feels comfortable or something feels forced. Now, being a happiness specialist, it is my intention to spend every moment in that comfortable place. What does that mean? That means that even if it's uncomfortable, even if the moment feels uncomfortable, I can settle in. You know, it's like settling in and changing my perspective in an instant, because a perspective can be changed in an instant. Nothing has to change. You can still feel uncomfortable, but when you change your perspective, then guess what? You get to a place of feeling comfortable. Let me give you a perfect example. I've used this before, but I haven't used it in a long time. If you listen to the show, you know that I take the bus to and from downtown L.A. Monday through Friday. I've been taking the bus for years. It's my favorite mode of transportation during the week. And I also teach exercise classes. And this particular day, and especially on Wednesdays I teach an exercise class, and I have to leave the office a little bit earlier than usual on Wednesdays because my class is early. I've got to leave a little bit earlier. And on this particular day, I was running late. Now, I don't have control over the bus schedules, and that's another thing. It's really about focusing on what you have control over, and that's it. You have control over yourself, your behavior, your words, your attitude, your personal vibration, and your perspective. You do not have control over what happens. So I know I'm late. And see, this is another thing. Late, that whole thing about late. Oh, I'm late. Now I have a little anxiety going, right? Because it's attached to running late. Because I'm the instructor. I have to, you know, I have to be at the class. If I'm not there, there is no class. So I have that little anxiety. Oh, I'm running late. Oh, late. A little bit of anxiety there. And I not only leave late, now I get to the bus stop, and the buses are running late. Now, I have two different bus companies that I can use. One is a Metro, and one is a Foothill. And the Foothill buses are these huge, huge, long buses that have an accordion in the center. It looks like a huge train that's on the road. And those buses are as slow as snails. I never like riding those buses because they're so slow. It seems like they can only get up to 55 miles an hour. And I needed the driver to floor it this particular day. I was running late. I was feeling anxious. And so I never choose that bus. I usually choose the Metro bus, which is, it's actually called the Silver Line and the Silver Streak. And the Silver Line looks like a bullet. And that's how the drivers drive it. And it is a fast bus. And that's my favorite bus. Oh, that's another thing about being happy. Just a little hint. Having preferences always subtracts from happiness. Oh, I prefer this bus. Always will subtract from happiness. Whatever your preference is, if you have a preference, you're going to have a problem. Just trust me on that. Back to the story. And so I'm running late in this long, huge bus that is as slow as a snail is the only bus. I said, you know what? I need to get on this bus because I need to start moving. I get on the bus, and sure enough, it is, the driver is slow, the bus is slow. My anxiety, my anxiousness is, oh, gosh, now I'm running late. Now I'm going to be late to class. Oh, why did I get on this? Oh, and this is a kicker. This is what the universe always says. They have a great sense of humor. They're always laughing at my expense. Get it? As soon as I get on that bus, the slow one, the slowest one, 2 minutes later, I see the bullet, the silver line, zipping past me. If I had waited two or three more minutes longer, I would have been on that fast bus that just passed the bus that I was on. See, but it's all a plan. Don't think that the universe is not doing all of this on purpose. Everything has a purpose. So I'm sitting on the bus. Not only is it moving slow, not only am I thinking about it being late, not only does the fast bus pass me just to throw salt in the wound, not only does that happen. So I'm sitting down, I'm just, I should have got on that bus, and why, universe, why are you doing this to me? Why? What did I do to you? And the answer comes very quickly. Because everything that happens is happening for a reason. And the universe told me very specifically, Rebecca, you're not feeling very calm and peaceful, are you? No, I'm not. I have a class and I'm running late and I'm going to be... I said, oh, really? We want you to sit on this slow bus. Oh, listen to this one. Not only is it a slow bus, but there was one stop where there were a couple people in wheelchairs, and that requires the bus to stop, people to move back, the ramp comes out, the person wheels up. And that's even longer, right? So the universe is really testing me, testing my patience, testing all of the things that I say, that I teach. And the universe said, "Well, listen, Rebecca, how are you going to get to a state of peace and happiness on this bus? Is it possible?" And listen, my dear audience, the example that I'm giving you is really an easy, breezy, light example. This isn't life or death here. It's in a freaking aerobic class, okay? I get there 5 minutes, 10 minutes late. Who the heck cares? But on that particular day, I cared about it a lot. I mean, the bigger picture, come on. It was serious. And the universe said, well, let's see if you can practice calming yourself, switching up, shifting your energy to a place of peace, sitting on this slow-ass bus. Can you do that? And audience, after a few deep breaths and after a few realizations of this is not that serious, what's the worst that could happen? I didn't like feeling that anxiousness. I didn't like it. I don't like that feeling. I mean, it's like putting on shoes that are too tight. Just feels a little foreign to me. But I needed that, talking about the contrast. I needed that anxiety in that moment to challenge me to find a place of peace. To challenge me to find contentment and peace and happiness in this moment of anxiety and stress and I'm late. switch it up. And all of it can be done. All of it can be accomplished without anything changing, anything specifically changing. All of it. Your personal vibration is your responsibility. Now, what this requires is not easy either. It requires trusting. It requires an amount of trust in the divine plan, trusting over everything, trusting over what you think you know, trusting and surrendering to the plan. One of my biggest challenges is looking at my life and thinking, well, you know, I really wish I could be speaking. I have my happiness workshops, and I really want to speak all over the world. I want to share this with everyone. I mean, billions of people. What is it, 7.2 billion people on this planet? And it comes back to, is it my plan or is it the plan of the universe? Who do you think is going to win out? What entity do you think is going to win here? My job, my responsibility is to accept, surrender, trust, and allow the universe to do its thing. It's a state that when you practice it in every moment, even those moments that are more challenging, but when you start practicing, trust me, the more you practice, the easier it becomes, the more of who you are it becomes. Now, let's get back to the intuition. I think I skipped over that part a little bit. The intuition, and let me say this, you are not alone here. You have whoever you've met, or whoever you encounter, whatever person that is really a gift. Even the most annoying people, even the people that ask about your weekend, everything is a gift. It's a gift and an insight to, okay, this may need adjusting. This perception may need changing. This judgment that I've had may need to be eliminated. Actually, all judgments. But so it comes back to trusting that intuition. And it is a practice. And let me say this. When you allow the universe to drive, when you allow the universe to take over, excuse me, take over the steering wheel, hold on a second, audience. Gulp, 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 H2O water. When you allow the universe to drive and you're sitting in the back seat and you allow the universe to steer your life in whatever direction it deems necessary, then guess what? That's something else that you don't have to do. You know, what I used to do is I used to go through this life. You know how you go on a trip and I inevitably always overpack. I could be going someplace overnight and I have two suitcases. What is that? What kind of sense does that make? Well, it's a habit. And it's really about packing too many suitcases that you, things that you don't need in this life. And you really, people, audience, you really don't need to plan anything. You really don't. It's really about trusting a higher plan, allowing this higher plan to unfold. When I let go of trying to plan and trying to, oh, this is going to happen, I'm going to make this happen, and then this is going to happen, and it's really a frantic energy that is, for me, it's overpacking. And it's sitting back, it's really sitting back. And when I started, this is probably about 2 years ago, gave up trying to, well, I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to, everybody's going to know my name. Oh, gosh, so crazy. let me back up just a little bit. Because the universe asked me a question about that. And they said, really, Rebecca? So you're going to live in this place of being satisfied or not satisfied based on numbers or based on how many people you can teach about happiness. Really, the numbers are important to you? Numbers are important to you? Well, what I found out was numbers are important to my ego, but numbers are not important to the universe. Numbers are definitely important to and how many people I teach to my ego. And so it's really a fine line, is who am I serving? Who is my master? My ego or the universe? Can I find contentment and happiness and peace? Can I find all of that sharing the information that I know, the importance of happiness, with three people? Can I be okay with sharing this information with one person? And the answer has to be yes. It's really a practice of which voice am I listening to? The universe does not care or make a judgment on how many people I talk to, or how many books are sold, or how many lives are affected or changed. It's really not about that. It's about being the example of what I teach. It's about being the example of sharing, being the example of the universe, which is total acceptance. And peace. Life, in my humble opinion, for me, I had to unpack a lot of these thoughts about this is serious. This has to happen. My plan versus the universe's plan, guess what? I've given up planning. Goals, yes. Intentions, yes. You ready for my goal? My goal is to be more of what the universe is. My intention is to be more of what the universe is. Non-judging, accepting, light, free, truth. That's it. That's my goal. That's my intention. And to have fun. And to really lighten up and have fun with all of it. And quite frankly, now, I overpack when I'm traveling, but I don't overpack in this life anymore. Let me back up. Don't think I have all of this stuff mastered, but it is a practice and it is an awareness and it is a knowing the truth. And the truth is, my journey is unfolding exactly when it's supposed to happen, and exactly when it's and exactly when whatever's happening is supposed to be happening. People that come in and out of my life for whatever reason, if they're in my life right now, they're supposed to be. If they're not in my life, they're not supposed to be. But guess what? The next moment may be different. And that goes with everything that is happening. Whatever I'm experiencing is supposed to be, I'm supposed to experience it. And what, if I'm not experiencing it, guess what? I'm not supposed to be experiencing it. And that's it. Right there. Simple. Allowing the universe to drive and making and relaxing and surrendering to the plan is huge for more peace. Ooh-wee. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. And if you are interested in any of my coaching programs, you can go to Rebecca Norrington at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. And go to the private sessions tab. Email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Go to Twitter at RL Norrington and follow me on Twitter. And if you like Reality Spirituality, you can go to Reality Spirituality's Facebook page and like Reality Spirituality. So my message to you today is to start practicing. Just practice. Oh, and this is what I also want to say. Don't think that you're here alone. Now listen. Well, I want this to happen, universe. I want to be a musician, or I want to listen. Allow the universe to expose its plan and surrender and be okay with all of it. Your intuition is there for a purpose. Your intuition is there for you to use and for you to really use and take advantage of your intuition so that you will feel like you have a set, that you have a pair of shoes on that are comfortable. When I am using my intuition as opposed to, and when I say this, it means even me making a phone call. This making a phone call out of obligation, well, every Thanksgiving I have to make 5 phone calls to A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Guess what I did this Thanksgiving, my dear audience? Guess what I did? I made 0 phone calls. Why? Because I wasn't inspired to make a phone call. Did I send out good wishes and good energy to everyone? Yes. Great energy, great inspiration. I was off Facebook. I was off the internet for 3 days. This is the first day. No, 4 days, Wednesday even. 4 days. This is the first day I'm on the internet because I wasn't inspired. And so really it's about shedding and letting go of those suitcases of obligation. Oh, I need to call. Oh, I have to call. Well, unless I'm inspired to call, I'm not calling. Unless I'm inspired to say something, I'm not saying it. I didn't know I was going to have a radio show until this morning. It's really about acting on inspiration as opposed to acting on being a robotic, habitual. This is what I do every Sunday, so I have to do this every Sunday. I remember, and I'm going to end the show in a minute, but it just hit me. I was on a radio show this week, and they were talking about Thanksgiving and what can you do to relieve the stress of Thanksgiving. And quite frankly, all suffering, all stress is self-inflicted. All stress is self-inflicted. And this obligation of, I know everybody, a lot of people do it, and this is the way it is, and life is, well, how about doing what isn't the way, it's how about doing something different? This obligation of having to go to a place or a celebration because everybody does it every year, feels heavy to me. Now, it might not feel heavy to you, but it feels heavy to me. And if I'm feel inspired on that day to attend a function or an event or family gathering, I'll be there. But if I don't, I'm not. It's really about getting centered and being okay with the decisions that you make based on your based on your intuition and based on your inspiration. That's it. Your inspiration and your intuition has a direct link, a direct wire. You know, you have a phone back in the olden days, you have a phone and a phone wire. Well, that wire, you have that connection, is a direct connection to the universe. So practice using it. And then ask for assistance. I asked the universe earlier in the conversation about, why can't I have good days every day? Why can't I have a magical day all the time? And the answer came back, I need the contrast without judgment. So whatever you are questioning, ask and know that you will always receive an answer. You are a physical extension of the universe. That's what you are. You are a spiritual being. You are consciousness having a physical experience. You are consciousness. You are energy having a physical experience. And this physical experience is a temporary one. How you navigate through your physical experience, how you navigate through your life, through this journey you call life, is the key to finding peace and contentment and happiness. You're always evolving, you're always growing, you're always changing. Be accepting of all of it. Learn to experience, practice experiencing without judging. Oh, I want to experience that, universe. Well, obviously, the universe wants you to experience it. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Have a great week, every moment without judgment.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh,
yeah. Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
Questions for RLM.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, you're gonna feel good now.
Get real good.
Get spiritual. That's what I'm talking about.